Elected officials in the old city of Petersburg were exempt from state financial disclosure requirements, but that changed with the formation of the borough in 2013. After that, anyone elected or appointed to the borough assembly, planning commission, or school board has had to file a report with the Public Offices Commission. Those reports outline major sources of income for an office holder, a spouse, or dependent child, along with a person's loans. During a radio call-in show Monday, Assemblymember Jay Stanton Greger said it was a good idea to vote on that issue.
I think this would be a great one to have on the ballot. I understand why that rule is in place, but in terms of small government, where we have a hard time filling vacancies, I think removing that barrier is a great idea to get more people involved in the democratic process.
State law on financial disclosure says the requirement is to discourage a public official from acting on a private business interest while serving the public. It also states the public office is a public trust that should be free from the danger of conflict of interest, and that the public has a right to know of the financial and business interests of a person who seeks or holds public office. The conflict of interest issue addressed in the law comes up from time to time at the local level. One recent example was this past spring. Stanton Greger owns a counseling business, and he sat out votes on a portion of the borough's budget that included funding for a competing mental health service in town. Like Stanton Greger, Vice Mayor Cindy Lagadakis also thought the requirement should be removed.
And, you know, for most people, I think it's probably not, you know, it makes you uncomfortable to provide financial information. I don't think most people probably go online and seek that out. For some people, there's a business reason why that would compromise them or their clients or the people that they do business with. And so I understand why folks don't want to do that. And I agree with Jay. I think in a community of this size, it's not that important to have that financial disclosure.
Since the formation of the Petersburg Borough in 2013, the requirement for financial disclosure has prompted at least one resignation by a local office holder. The state's Public Offices Commission maintains the filings by elected officials. However, for municipal officials' annual reports, that public information is not available on the APOC website. Executive Director Paul Dauphiné explains.
The policy has been the annual reports for people other than the legislature candidates or the governor and lieutenant governor are available to the public, but not electronically.
That means someone would have to call in to an APOC office and request the records to be sent.
People would need to call the APOC office, ask us if we have a particular filing. We would ensure that we would have it, and then we would be happy to send it to them in a variety of different formats. If they'd like a PDF, we'd be happy to do that, and that's preferable since we can do that electronically. Or if they want a paper copy, we would print it out and send it to them.
Dauphiné says many municipalities have opted out of the financial disclosure requirement. That will be the first ballot question that will go before borough voters since the election on the borough in late 2012. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.